People who watch commercials on network TV can probably predict who's expected to win tomorrow's GOP primary. Oshkosh businessman Ron Johnson has used his personal wealth to blanket the airwaves with millions of dollars in TV ads. One of his first laid out the central theme to his campaign as it poked fun at ads run by other politicians.
He's a family man. He wants good jobs and everything good for everyone. He even loves apple pie.
Had enough of these phony political commercials? I'm Ron Johnson. I believe Congress is squandering America's future with reckless amounts of spending and debt.
Johnson's willingness to spend big on the U.S. Senate race, coupled with his outsider status, made him the immediate Republican favorite in the race for Senate. Political analysts who watch races nationwide say his candidacy gave the GOP a chance to beat Feingold, something that's eluded Republicans in three previous statewide elections. Johnson says if he's elected, he'll work to repeal the health care law Feingold voted for and the president signed earlier this year.
For me, the final straw really was when they passed the health care bill. I mean, I truthfully believe that's the greatest assault on our personal freedom in my lifetime.
Beyond the health care bill, Johnson also opposes the federal stimulus bill Feingold supported. Johnson says the stimulus went mostly to prop up state governments when it should have been focused on rebuilding the country's infrastructure. And while the stimulus bill included billions in tax breaks, Johnson says he would have cut taxes elsewhere.
Where I would have targeted, quite honestly, is I would have lowered the corporate tax rate to make us more competitive.
Johnson has done several interviews this campaign, but has often found himself backtracking from his own comments. For example, at one event, he talked about licensing guns in terms that bothered Tea Party groups. Johnson later said he made a mistake. At least one Tea Party group has said its members support another candidate in the race. Watertown businessman Dave Westlake was running for Senate months before Johnson announced. Westlake says he's been at several forums now where Johnson declined to attend.
There are going to be thousands of people going to the ballot box on Tuesday who don't know who Ron Johnson is. They've never seen him with me side by side, so they don't know the difference between the two of us.
Westlake graduated from West Point and has an MBA from the University of Chicago. He says you expect people like him to get involved when the country faces a constitutional crisis, as Westlake says it faces right now. And while Westlake has little good to say about the health care bill, he says Johnson is making a promise he can't keep.
To say that the first thing you're going to do when you get to Washington is repeal the health care bill is disingenuous and it's dishonest. You can't. It won't happen.
That's because Westlake says even under the best scenarios, Republicans won't have a large enough majority to override a veto by the president. Westlake says job number one for him would be to fix taxes.
The way we tax right now, I think, is wholly wrong. And taxes and spending together have to be addressed.
Westlake says he'd get rid of the current progressive tax system and move toward a consumption tax. On the spending side, Milwaukee Republican Stephen Finn says he's offering more specifics than anyone. He got into this race later than anyone, partly because of what he heard from the candidates at the state GOP convention.
And essentially, I came away disappointed because the candidates have a tendency to talk about what they're against, but not what they're for. They talk about goals they want to achieve, but never the road to how to get to those goals.
Finn says he has a few ideas. He'd reduce defense spending and end a couple departments, Housing and Urban Development and the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
I don't give you the slogan. I give you the cuts. I tell you the departments I'm going to cut and what I'm going to cut. That's the difference between me and the other candidates in this race.
The winner of the Republican primary tomorrow faces Democrat Russ Feingold on November 2nd. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.